Some journeys to America start here, right in California. Take the Tongvins. They're a Native American tribe indigenous to the LA coastline. But now, their descendants have dwindled to a few thousand. They're grasping for a sense of home, even though they've been home for millennia. Stephanie Case has a story of how one Tongvin woman found her way back.
Centuries separate Cindy Alvitre from her ancestors. But there's a place to her where they feel close. The ocean.
This is a comfort zone to me. To go sit on a rock out at the end of the jetty, to go in the water, to watch the seals and the sea lions, and to just be back in the natural world.
The Tongvins were ocean people. Their stories are embedded in the sand Cindy walks on. Her father made sure she would never forget.
I was always told, this is your home. Your ancestors are from this home. And this is where they were buried. You know, this is where your grandfather would go up to gather medicine plants. And when he walked through there, he would tell us, shh, don't talk loud. This is a sacred place.
The most sacred place is called Pavugna. It was this sprawling tribal land overlooking the Pacific. Now, one weekend a year, descendants from dozens of tribes gather there for a powwow to revive the land. As the sun dips down, drum circles pulsate like the culture's beating heart, alive. But most days, it's gone. The heartbeat of the past is muted by reality. Pavugna now goes by Long Beach. Cindy and I are sitting in a parking lot at Cal State Long Beach, a piece of old Pavugna. There's noise and cars, not exactly sacred. And as we talk, planes from Long Beach Airport hurl over us every 5 minutes, like clockwork.
Those big pieces of flying metal go screaming across the sky, just breaking that sanctity.
But there's small moments of beauty where her past seems close.
You hear those birds? I'm caught by those. What people listen for, what they experience, differs. When I walk around, I live two worlds. The other one is a constant conversation with the nature and with the ancestors. I never felt alone from those ancestors. Could always have conversations with them. I think I feel more alone from human beings.
One night, those ancestors came to her in a vision.
Suddenly, before me, there's the Saddleback Mountains, and in front of the mountains is a big mass of water like a lake. And there's these boats in this water, huge boats made out of wood, and people are getting in them, and I'm telling everybody, paddle like this, paddle like this. And we're speaking in the Tongva language. And as soon as everybody is in complete synchronicity, in cadence, the mountains part, and we're paddling out to Catalina Island. So it's just this amazing vision of mountains that I grew up around in Orange County, but here's these boats I've never seen.
2 weeks later, she got a phone call from a man at the California Indigenous Maritime Association.
He says, so, do you know what a teot is? And I'm like, not really. And he described the boat in my dreams. I was really blown away. And he says, are you interested in building one of these?
Cindy crouches next to a teot that she helped build, named Momat Ihiko, Tongvin for Breath of the Ocean. With the brush, Cindy paints a mahogany ochre onto the boat's side. And as she paints, a tattoo of Momat Ihiko peeks out from under her sleeve. A dozen other Native Americans sit nearby, all members of Cindy's Teot Society, helping with little repairs.
These boats, they take a lot of wear and tear. Every hour that you put into using the boat, you have to take care of them. It's constant care.
Momat Ihiko is the only Teot in Southern California. All others are long gone.
You don't find very many remnants of them anywhere. There's probably a lot of them sank down in the middle of that ocean. So there you go. The ocean it's a sacred place.
The repairs are almost done. Soon, Cindy will watch from the shores of Pavugna as her friends row the teot out to sea, echoing the motions of their ancestors.
People are so disconnected. Momat Ihiko, she's our connect.
Out on the water, she and they will be home. Stephanie Case, Annenberg Radio News.